You're ready?
Podcast!
Welcome to this episode of Connie's Podcast. My name is Dane. I'm Icon Fast Fiction on Twitter.
Hi, I'm Pao. I'm Icon FicFix on Twitter.
We are again recording in our own homes because we are still on what is supposed to be the last week of the enhanced community quarantine in the Philippines, unless it's extended. So we're coming into our last week because by May 15, it would be lifted already. Today, while we record this, May 9, it's a Saturday. How's your weekend been going so far, Pao?
I actually have a lot of things to do. Before recording this podcast, I was doing my grad school paper. It's been insane, really. I mean, having or being stuck at home and doing a lot of stuff for work and also for school. Literal na dumobla yung stress ng buhay ko. Thank you very much, ECQ. How about you, Dane? How have you been?
I've been super busy as well. Actually, I think both of us have been a little inactive on Twitter. Well, I don't know if you've been inactive because I know I've been inactive. So I wouldn't know if you've been around. Yeah, it's been busy. I was reading something a couple of days ago na getting a sense of time is weird now. March dragged on forever. And then April was gone in a flash. And now it's May. And it's very weird. Like, my sense of time just, like, whacked. So I'm taking it one day at a time. But there's a lot of activities in those days. So, again, working from home, we're operating as usual. But I'm also getting to do a lot of things in terms of my hobbies and stuff. So that's been good. But that just means I've been on social media less. So I apologize for my inactivity.
I've been inactive also. Because... really, life has been not the same, I should say that. And at the same time, I've been doing a lot of planning also for some passion projects. So after May, I think I'm going to get busy doing a lot of certification stuff for myself. And I've been also invited to critique one online course on writing. So yay!
Nice! That's fun. That sounds like fun.
So, Dane, what would be our podcast all about today?
For today, we are doing something that I think has gotten pretty popular, not just within the Icon fandom or within K-pop, but just in general among people who have been stuck in their homes for a while with kind of just their phone as their entertainment. And that is to do fun online games / quizzes. But of course, this being Connie's podcast, the quizzes we'll be taking will be Icon related. So you guys may or may not have taken these tests already. But if you are wanting to try them for yourselves, we will be sharing the links in our show notes as well. How many quizzes are we doing again, Pao?
Actually, we have a lot of quizzes reserved, but we are going to do 3 today. I think this idea came about when I was doing some grocery. I've been seeing some of the quizzes done in stan Twitter. And medyo nakakaaliw siya. Minsan, sinasagutan ko siya. Minsan, hindi. How about you?
Yeah, I made a couple of quizzes. I think right at the start of the quarantine. First, I did like an emoji quiz. Parang guess the Icon song title using just emojis. So that was kind of fun. And then I also did like a K-pop bingo na parang unpopular opinion. Ganyan. And then also on the side, I did some untamed games. untamed bingo and this or that. Sorry naman. But yeah, so I did those. And actually, I was meaning to make another game for Icon. But I just haven't gotten around to it yet. Maybe I'll do it this week before the ECQ ends officially. Because it'll just be like a new chapter again of uncertainty. But just to cap off, you know, this whole ECQ moment. If it's going to be listed, yeah, maybe I'll do one more quiz. We'll see. So yeah. I think we can jump right in.
So we're going to do the first quiz, how well do you know Icon? Dane and I will be sharing just one answer. Or maybe you will actually hear us debate about certain answers or certain choices. So if we do not ace this quiz, I don't know anymore. Maybe we're not really worth it. Called Icon.
I know. Of the three quizzes, I'm most nervous about this just because, yeah, oh my gosh, stock knowledge. Let's see. And our tita brains will be tested. So this is a quiz by SBS Pop Asia. I think it's an Australian site, isn't it? Yeah. So we'll read the questions to you guys and also we will read the options and then we will give our answer. So if you want to join or if you want to take these quizzes as well. We'll put like a bit of a spoiler alert, I guess, before we reveal the correct answer in each question. How does that sound, Pao? So that, yeah, you guys won't be spoiled and you can answer also.
Yeah, sure. Or maybe before you listen to our podcast, take the quizzes and then compare. Let's see if you did well with the quiz and we did well on the
that
quiz.
Is an even better suggestion. If you haven't taken this quiz yet, pause the podcast now.
Okay, so we're going to start with the first question. When did Icon debut? Letter A, the 12th of September 2015. Letter B, the 15th of September 2015. Letter C, 17th of September 2015. Or letter D, 12th August 2016. Ay nako, pag hindi ba naman natin alam to, ewan ko na lang.
For sure, it was 2015 and for sure it was September. So the fourth option, letter D, we're removing. I believe it's on the 15th of September. This is the release date of My Type, which was technically a warm-up single, diba? I know that parang YG was actually saying that their debut date was when Rhythm Ta was released. But then it was Hanbin who kind of put his foot down and said, no, our debut date is like the 15th of September 2015, hopefully.
I think my answer also is September 15, 2015. So, okay, let's press. Okay, tama naman tayo. Okay, September 15, 2015.
From personal experience, like this time of my life, like literally September 2015, I was launching a super big campaign. So it was a global campaign for work and I was launching it for the Philippines. And we were super pressed for time. September is my birthday month as well. So there was just a lot of things going on. And I just remember hearing My Type and I was like, wow, this is a really nice song. I'm so thankful Icon came out with a good song. So yeah, yuck, wala lang, naging cheesy. I just wanted to share, sorry.
Ako, hindi ko maalala kung anong ginagawa ko ng September 15, 2015. It was just a typical September for me. The quarter is ongoing, so literally like teacher problems yung hinaharap ko back then. But if I recall, it was also the same year that I'm handling a department for the first time. So yung stress level ko, medyo on the nth level.
Okay, next one. Which music video was released first? So the options are Rhythm Ta, Airplane, My Type, and Dumb and Dumber. So Pao, what do you think? I alluded to this in our previous answer in terms of the debut date.
I'm torn between My Type or Rhythm Ta. I really can't remember.
It's pero My Type because it's their warm-up single.
You think so?
You're messing with my mind because before you said those things, I was sure it was My Type.
Like what Dane said a while ago, My Type is their debut song. So yeah, let's just go for My Type. Yes, 1, 2, 3, go.
Yes! It's correct!
All right, let me read the third question. Which member featured in the music video of TVXQ's Balloons? Chanwoo, Yunyoung, June, or Jennan? Parang ang hirap nito ah.
It's Chanwoo! He was a little baby! It might have been around the same time as Boys Over Flowers. Just because he looks the same, but I'm not sure.
Remember, Chanwoo is the only one who has a career as a kid. Well, aside from Hanbin, of course. He's often in TV shows and music videos, dramas. Let's click. 1, 2, 3, go. Yay!
Correct.
This is the video in which Chanu was wearing the animal onesie. Ito yun, di ba? Yung cutesy-cutesy sila.
For sure, cutesy-cutesy. Pero I can't remember. I'll take your word for it. But I know he had like the shaggy hair.
And the missing two front teeth.
Yes, I think. Okay, Icon won their first music show trophy before officially performing live on music shows. True or false?
Oh my gosh.
Tricky.
This is really tricky.
I think winner's record was that they won a trophy on their debut performance. I may be wrong though. Because My Type was a warm-up single and they technically hadn't performed yet. But My Type won. So they won before they started officially performing. Oh gosh, I hope it's right.
Yeah, I'm betting it's true. So let's see the answer, Dane. One, two, three. Yay!
Yes, it's true.
Uy, in fairness, hindi ko to maalala. I can't even remember which live music show it is.
Pero nung time na yon, YG would only let his artists perform in certain ones. Eh. Parang okay pa sila ng Mnet nun, if I don't know.
Okay, next question. Alright, Bobby has a matching tattoo with his dad and has the words blank. So letter A is do what you like, love what you do. Yuck, cheesy! Okay, and then next, oh! The next one is in Latin. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to pronounce it correctly. Carpe diem, quam minimum credula postero. What does that even mean? Okay, letter C, like
well, carpe
father.
Carpe diem seize the day, but I don't know what the rest says.
Yeah, right. No, letter C, like father, like son, like master, like man. What? And then last is fear only God, hate only sins. So what do you think, Dame?
I know he's your bias, so are you sure you want me to answer this?
Sige, let me answer. It's letter D, fear only God, hate only sins. I'm gonna bet my life. Because, hello, I have dolls with a tattoo of fear only God, hate only sins. It's the circular one at his back.
All right.
Okay, so let's press that to confirm. Of course,
yes.
It's correct.
Doesn't his brother have it too?
Bobby wanted to get the tattoo. And then when the dad found out that he wanted to get the tattoo, parang the dad suggested, oh, why don't we all get the tattoo? The same design. So I think all the tattoos that he has, except for the thorn tattoo, I think his back tattoo and also his ankle tattoo, his yung also has it. I'm not sure if the dad has it.
There was a picture on Instagram of Raon. They had like a washable like tattoo sticker thing. That's the same one as this fear only God, hate only sins one. And they put it also on Raon's back. I think it came from Alex's kit. Like there was a fan kit. If I remember.
Yeah.
That was cute. And they had the picture of all of them, yeah, showing their tattoos, including Baby Raon. Let's go on to the next question. We haven't gotten a question wrong so far, but so that's good. If we were Juna, we would have already gotten this wrong because the question is Yunyoung's birthday one day before or after Jinan's birthday? Now I'm officially confused because I didn't go to any Cup Sleeve event this year.
All I know is they're both born on the first week of Feb. Of course, Jinan is older than Yunyoung. But I seriously can't remember whose birthday goes first.
Try to remember our Cup Sleeve event last year.
I think Jinan is born on Feb 7. That I'm sure of. But I can't remember if Yunyoung is born on Feb 6 or
Yunyoung
Feb 8.
I think Yunyoung is Feb 8. I vaguely recall.
So we're saying that. Are we sticking with.
Oh, I'm scared.
Are we sticking with Yunyoung's birthday is after Jinan? I have like 75% sure.
Yeah, it feels right.
So we're saying that Yunyoung's birthday is so after Jinan's. Okay, sige. One, two, three.
It's correct!
Pinagpapawisan ako sa quiz na to. Ah. Grabe, mainit na nga yung panahon. Yunyoung's birthday is Feb 8, 1995. Mm-hmm. Jinan is February 7, 1994. They're a year apart. right?
That's correct.
We're moving on to question number 7. Okay. What is a conbat, Dean? It's Icons Animals Mascot, Icons Gaming App, Icons Lightstick, or Icons Transportation Vehicle. So Dean, being a non-merch lady before, what is a conbat?
I wish it were a gaming app, but come on. As if naman, we will be given an Icon gaming app. It's kind of funny to think of it as a transportation vehicle as well, like a combat mobile. If I could draw fan art, I would draw that. Obviously, it's Icon's Lightstick and the very first and so far only Lightstick that I've ever owned in my many years of K-pop fangirling.
Dane owns a conbat, not only one conbat. She owns a conbat and a johnbat.
Oh, you're right. You do too.
Yeah, but that's not my first light stick. Yung first light stick ko is actually a Big Bang light stick. Kasi nanood kami ng Big Bang concert. Me, Dane, TD, yeah. And another friend.
Okay. So I think we should click on Icon's light stick, obviously.
One.
Okay,
two,
cool.
Three. Yeah, so you're correct, Dean. So, buti na lang.
Oh, I also have a mini conbat. The conbat but I broke it. Anyway. Okay. So, let's go on. In the Love Scenario MV, which member was in BI's kiss scene? They weren't kissing each other, just to be clear. Although, that would work too. The options here are Bobby, Yunyoung, June, and Dongyeok.
You remember this because I was actually watching Love Scenario MV last night before going to sleep. Ito yung umiikot sila. They were seated on a chair and then the camera is actually panning ng paikot. In that scene, Dongyeok was the one singing while Hanbin was kissing a girl. Oh.
Yep, I think so too.
Let's press Dongyeok. 1, 2, 3.
Yay!
So, Dean, in Love Scenario MV, what's your favorite scene in that MV?
Of course, it was June's dance break-ish scene, which I know you love also. Which is uncharacteristic of you, but it just shows how nice that scene was. But I also liked Hanbin towards the end when he had like a headband and then the long sort of trench coat thing. That was such a cute look on him. There needs to be more of that.
Yeah, you said it. I like the June dance break. I think I was the one who pointed it out to you. Like, oh, it was so perfect. Like the slow-mo plus the bass part of the song. And then at the same time, she was the one singing that part as well. It was really perfect for me. And I think parang yun nga, it's very unlikely that I would say that. But then I did, so... Fine. Okay, next question. Which mobile phone brand does Icon endorse? LG, Apple, Samsung, SK Telecom?
The quiz was done in 2018.
Yeah, OMG. Now that I'm confused.
Because they only did Samsung last year, right?
We were in Korea, like the week before they went to Manila.
Yes.
They only did... Samsung 2019.
I think.
I'm so sure it's not Apple.
Yeah, I'm so sure it's not Apple. So they had that video with Jisoo when they debuted or right around the time that they debuted. And that was LG.
Yeah, this quiz was written 2018. It's definitely LG. It's not Samsung.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let it be known that we know that they both endorsed those brands at different times. Right. Technicality.
Okay, let's press. LG. 1, 2, 3, go.
Yay!
Yeah! It's good that you pointed out that this quiz was 2018 because really, I was sold out by saying that it's Samsung. Then I remember that Samsung was 2019 because we were in Korea when that happened.
Yeah. That was just a year ago, pal. It feels like a million years ago.
I know. And we should go back after all these crazy.
Yes, for sure.
Okay, so we're down to our last 3 questions for this quiz. So, Dane, would you like to read the next one?
Oh, no. The next one is, how tall... He says typo. It says, how tall in June? Obviously, it means how tall is June, and the options are 180 cm, 182, 184, and 186. Oh my gosh.
Like, I wouldn't know. You should know.
I honestly thought he was 181, but it's not in the choices. I think it's 180.
You think?
Okay. He's for sure not 184 or 186. 180 is like 5'10", is it? Or like 6. It's like somewhere. Yeah, it's 5'10", 5'11". It's 180.
Is he the tallest?
Him and Chanu are pretty close in height. I think when they debuted, maybe Chanu was taller, but then they both have had like growth spurts or something and have kind of caught up to each other. I'm actually not sure.
I really don't know. I think it's 180 or 182.
Can I call the I Hate June Club? Kidding.
let's just do 180. I think I trust you enough on this.
Yeah. I honestly think none of them are above 181. So I think it's 180. And this was 2018. So if he ever still grew, like, yeah, it's a safe bet.
Yeah.
Okay, let's 180 cm. Let's go.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
What?
Oh my God. Wait, I'm going to quickly Google. Like, he is not 6 feet tall, is he?
Like, the quiz did say that he's 182.
I just Googled it. He's already 183.
Wow.
Yeah. And I Googled it just now and he's already 183. Wow. Sorry, June. I totally underestimated your height. Oh my God. I feel so bad. This is horrible.
This is a very difficult question. This quiz is written in 2018. So you would really have to like guess his height backwards. So that's fine. I mean, that's forgivable.
I figured, like, I feel. Dapat may clarification na meron ba tong insoles or not? Because I feel like it's 182 with insoles, but 180 without.
Grabe. Mag-insoles pa ba siya? Parang kawawa naman si Jenan.
Remember when Shiny Minho, who's the tallest, still wears insoles when he was revealed, di ba? So parang,
yeah.
It's a thing. So, I can't believe he's over 6 feet, though. In my head, like, yes, he claimed to be over 6 feet, but all K-pop idols do. But, like, I thought he was, like, a safe 5'10", 5'11". Anyway, good for you, June.
Oh, I think this one will be very easy for us. The MV for Apology is in black and white. True or false?
It is true.
Yes, it is true. Let's press true. 1, 2, 3. Yay!
Finally, another right answer.
Apology is not in your top three favorite MVs of Icon, right?
No, I'm not really a ballad person, except for Climax and like Long Time No See, and that's not even really a ballad as well. But I do appreciate that they acted really well in the MV, considering they were so young and it was like their debut year.
This is the first time that I'm going to say this. I actually like the MV, particularly because of Dongyok's scenes. But generally, I like Apology because of Junae's voice.
Wow!
Yeah, pero Junae is still my part of the bottom two.
Are you sure? Because you just said your favorite scene and love scenario was Junae's scene. And now you're saying you love Apology because of his voice. And unlike me, you didn't get his height wrong. Maybe you are the Junik here.
Sorry, hindi pa rin talaga. Like, you can have all the Junik that you like. I leave that to you. Good job, Hanbin, for choosing Junik's parts.
Okay, so moving on to, I think this is going to be our last question for this quiz. It is a picture, and the question is, whose back is this? So it's a picture of someone's back, and I'll describe it a bit. There's a tattoo. This is his left shoulder of like a flying sailboat thanks to colorful balloons. The choices are Bobby, B.I., Donghyuk, and June. Pow, as a tattoo enthusiast, may I ask for your expertise in guessing whose back this is?
This is Hanbin's back.
Yes, I do think it's also Hanbin's tattoo. This might be his first tattoo, is what I heard, but I may be wrong. Like, it even precedes the nihilism tattoo and the one on his hip. But I may be super wrong. So please fact check me. But yeah, this one is Hanbin. So let us click it.
1, 2, 3.
Yay! I'm still so sad that the only mistake we had, and I blame mostly myself, is June's height. I will never forgive myself.
Okay, so once that you're done with the quiz, actually there would be a GIF. Well, we got the GIF of Bobby, and we are called the Iconic Champions. Tapos may tagline siya, sabi niya, wow, you know a great deal about Icon. You have an amazing knowledge about the boys and are definitely a certified Iconic, except for June's height.
I feel like we should have gotten perfect. I'm so horrible. I feel so bad. This is going to take me a while to recover.
For the next one is that Dane should be able to get June at all costs for her to be forgiven.
I don't think I will. Oh my gosh. But at least there is no right or wrong answers in our next quiz. But yes, there is still some pressure to that point. Okay, which quiz are we taking next?
So we're going to take the BuzzFeed quiz, which member of Icon will date you. So for this one, since it's quite subjective, we will be reading the question and then we will be also reading the choices, and then my answer will be encoded by Dane and Dane's answer will be encoded by me. So at the end of the quiz, I would know her result and then Dane would know my result. Para din walang dayaan. I think it's made by a community contributor of BuzzFeed. And then it says here that it was made last March 24, 2020.
Yeah, so this is a newer quiz. I remember taking another BuzzFeed quiz about Icon, but that was like years ago. So I'm thankful that someone uploaded a new one. Okay. Shall we start?
Yeah, Dane, do you want to read the first one?
So the first question is, how popular is your significant other? The options are sort of popular, the most popular person in town, quite popular, not popular, only a little bit popular, I want them to be known, just not quite yet popular, worldwide famous level popularity, and why does popularity even matter? Okay, Pao, what is your answer?
I'm actually torn between answering for the sake of getting Bobby or answering my real answer.
No cheating!
But then, I mean, I wouldn't
This is
even
a true test. I hope you get Dune, by the way. Wait, imagine if I don't get Dune, but you get June. Okay, that would be totally fine with me. Like, if I don't get June, that's fine. As long as you get him.
I hate you. I'm trying to give you the answer that I really want to have. So, para din walang cheating. Hindi ko ibibigay yung sagot na atingin kasi Bobby. Sige. Okay. So, I'm not really comfortable to have, like, a significant other who's so popular. So, definitely not popular, but maybe I'll go for quite popular. Chill lang siya. How about you, Dave?
Same with you. I was thinking, why does popularity even matter? Or only a little bit popular? I think I'll go with only a little bit popular.
Okay, so that's the first question for us. Okay, let me read the second question. Do you prefer someone who's cute or cool? The choices are cute, but also a tiny bit hot. Someone who looks hot but has a cute personality. Another is an even amount of both. The next one is 100% hot. Someone who hates acting cute but is cute either way. Someone who has a cute personality but is extremely hot. Mainly hot but also a sprinkle of cute. What? And last is like 100% outrageously cute.
This is hard, and I also, for a while, was tempted to figure out where would June fall in all of these. But anyway, in spirit of integrity, my choice would be someone who hates acting cute, but is cute either way, which honestly reminds me of Hanbin. But let's see. Let's see what happens.
For me, I think I'd go for someone who looks hot, but has a cute personality.
I feel like that can be Bobby, to be honest. So let's see, let's see.
Okay, so yeah. All right.
Okay, recorded. Okay, now our next question. What is your partner skilled at? Cooking, being funny, gaming, taking care of children, songwriting, rapping, creating nice outfits, or painting? Which one is your choice, pal?
Gaming is not gonna be of my choice because I don't play games. The only time that I played games nung na-addict kami ni Dean sa Fortnite, yun lang ata yung time na yun. Tsaka yung mga nilalaro ko before. But then, I don't like my partner being so skilled with gaming. Cooking pwede din. Pero I think I'd go for... skill ba yung being funny? Natawa ko doon.
Naisip ko din siya. Parang good option.
Diba? Taking care of the children or being funny. Pero in reality, I think I would say... sige, fine. Being funny. How about you, Dean?
I'm super curious who that is, an icon. Well, unfortunately, walang poetry dito. No, but I think songwriting. Because I'm a writer too. So,
nah. So you're writing stories while he writes songs. That's so nice.
Yes, yes. Oh my gosh, what if it's Hanbin? We'll see.
Lagot ka kay PD name.
I know, okay, I'm sorry.
So record. Okay, songwriting it is.
Okay, pick a star sign. Sagittarius, Aquarius, Taurus, Aries, Gemini, Libra, Capricorn, Leo, Cancer, Virgo, Scorpio, Pisces. Oh, they put everything pala. Like, there's no context as to how or how you should choose your star sign. You just choose. So which one would you choose?
I'm a Sagittarius. So I was thinking like, oh, who's going to be like compatible for me? And if I remember it correctly, like my most compatible dao is Aries. So I'll just choose Aries for the sake of not thinking about it too much.
Let me record that. Okay. I choose... honestly, I really like my sign, which is Virgo, but I don't want to sound narcissistic. I'm going to choose Leo for completely different reasons that I don't want to share right now. But yeah, Leo. Because it's about another fandom, and I'm sorry, but...
I knew
I'm
it.
Sorry.
I knew it.
So yeah.
Now I'm thinking, sana pala yung pinili ko yung star sign na lang ni... dude. Never mind.
Okay, grab it.
Never mind. Joke lang. Okay, pick a number from 1 to 8. Then 1 to 8.
My favorite number is 9, but it's not here. So I guess 8. Because okay. I always live on the 8th floor. I've lived in 3 places, in 3 different cities, and it's always been on the 8th floor, which is weird. Anyway, yeah, 8.
But really? When you were in what Vietnam, about you, were you in 8th floor also?
Yeah, that was the 8th floor, and the place I live in now, 8th floor. It was a small building, but it reached up to the 8th floor.
For me, when I was in high school and I was still playing volleyball, my jersey number is 7. And then at some point, my favorite number is 8. And then it shifted to having a jersey number for basketball na 12. And since currently, my favorite number is 12, pero wala siya dito, I'll just go for 8. Kasi hindi ko na-favorite yung 7. So,
8 as well.
I'll just go for 8, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, the next question is kind of random. Are we in the correct quiz? Because the question is, pick a member of Stray Kids. I don't understand the crossover. They are a talented group though. Just not familiar with all of them. But if I may read their names, so there's Songmin, Han, I-N, Felix, Lee No, Hyunjin, Bang Chan, and Changbin. I hope I pronounced those correctly. Yes, pick your favorite Stray Kids member, Pao, I guess.
Okay. For the sake of also saying something about Stray Kids, I actually don't know each member, but I have been listening to Stray Kids because I just finished watching Extraordinary You, and they featured a Stray Kids song, and I've been listening to it because it's really good. But then I wasn't really as interested to see like, oh, who sang which line. So ending, net-net, hindi ko pa rin kilala kung sino-sino tong Stray Kids. I think I've seen Stray Kids in their reality show because I'm also following the Silver Boys before Treasure Box. So yung era nila Bang Yedam battling with the JYP kids, Stray Kids na sila ngayon. So anyway, can I just choose like whoever? Names lang kasi ayoko na rin maghanap anong itsura niya. Mas mahirap yun. Okay, sige. I'll just choose Songmin for the sake of choosing. So mamaya ko na lang titignan ko anong itsura niya.
Pao, please recommend the song that you've been listening to of theirs. Kasi when I did see them, same, in the reality show, I saw their dance performance when the Silver Boys visited them. And I thought they were just really good as well. It gave me Team B feels. So I actually said na, you know, if I had time, I would actually kind of try to get to know them more. But yeah, time is hard to find right now. I do know a few of them. So I know Bang Chan. He's the Australian one, I think, right? And possibly their leader, I don't know. But I know that he produces some of their songs. Like, I think they're a bit of a self-produced group as well, and there's like a subunit. So I think he's pretty cool. And he kind of reminds me of Yibo, to be honest. Like, his features, sometimes he kind of looks like Wang Yibo to me. Anyway, so that's always plus points. But I think the prettiest in Stray Kids is actually Hyun Jin. I think that's his name. He's a pretty one. Like, he's super pretty. Like, he's prettier than most girls.
Wow. So
yeah, like, seriously, he's so handsome and so good looking. Between the two of them, though, I guess I'd choose Bang Chan.
Bang Chan it is. Yeah, I did not mention the song. The song is actually entitled Never Ending Story.
Oh.
That you either have to listen to the song or watch Extraordinary You to get why they have a connection. So, yeah. Please watch it.
Okay. I have to watch Gank Your Heart pa. Let's see.
What? Hindi mo pa napapanood? Come
wala
on.
Wala pa akong napapanood. Oh my gosh. I've been, I don't know. I don't know where my time is going.
So Bang Chan, it is for you, and Songmin for me. Okay, yeah. Okay, so pick a name. Wow. It's actually the names of the Icon members plus I can't decide. Oh my gosh.
Of course I'm going to pick June. Siguro naman point na to for June. When they tally it, di ba?
Sige, of course, I'm gonna pick G1. Well, hindi siya Bobby dito. G1 yung name na nilagay nila. So, oh, they placed actually all their real names. So, Dongyuk, Jinwan, Yunyoung, June, Chanu, G1, and Hanbin. And then I can't decide. Yeah. So, for Dean, it's June. And for me, of course, I'm gonna pick G1 because it's Bobby. So let me click that. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay. So right now, Dane knows my Icon soulmate and I know her Icon soulmate. So who's going to go first, Dane?
Do you want to go first? I hate this.
Do you want to go first? Okay. All right. Fine.
You go first with my result.
Okay. So, Dane's icon,
I'm so nervous, what the hell?
Dane's icon soulmate is none other than Hanbin.
Oh my gosh, I had a feeling. Yeah. Oh no, PDD, I'm sorry.
I have proof.
As a Junis fan right now.
I'm going to screen cap this.
Oh no. I think it's the hates acting cute, but it's still cute anyway answer. And the songwriting. I mean, that's Hanbin. Oh my gosh. I might as well have chosen someone with a really beautiful nose. And I would have gotten Hanbin. he's always been in my top three anyway. So yeah, it was bound to happen at some point.
What is Hanbin's current rank in your bias list anyway?
He's like number two, a solid number two. I guess now he's number one, apparently. But yeah, no, he's number two. Okay.
Now it's my turn. I'm nervous.
So we know that Pao has a lot of biases. Like 5 of the 7 Icon members are her biases. But she does always say that Bobby is sort of the one that's on top of that list, like most of the time. And so based on this quiz, I'll read the description and then I'll make you guess, or like I'll reveal in the end who it is. So your Icon member soulmate is such a cutie pie and we all love him. Trust me, when you see him, you'll instantly fall in love. Okay, that doesn't describe him much. So, based on that though, Pao, who do you think your soulmate is?
It could be anyone.
I know.
Wait, is that Bobby? I'm really hoping that it's Bobby. Kaya lang, cute. Parang hindi naman yata yun yung primary description for Bobby. If ever, I'm also hoping that it could be Dongyok. I don't know. So, who is it, Dane?
So, the answer is, you were right the first time, it's Bobby. But you hesitated and brought in Dongyok. So, you gotta trust your gut, girl.
I'm so happy that I got Bobby. So, he's my icon soulmate. Thank you very much, universe. Bobby is a Sagittarius. Oh my gosh, so we shared a star sign pala. Hi, Bobby, if you're listening to this
podcast. Yeah, because you're born in the same month. Well,
yeah.
Good for you. I mean, I will take Hanbin, of course, but now I have to sort of reflect on my life decisions. After getting his height wrong and not getting him in this quiz. But I think I have a second chance, well, a third chance at this point, because our next quiz is one from Soompi, and it's called, which icon member is most attracted to you? To which the answer is no one. But hypothetically, let us live our dreams. Let us live our dreams, yes. I think we'll do the same mechanics. So, Pao, you will record my answers and I will encode yours. And then we will reveal each other's chosen member. So, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, do you prefer dating people who are older or younger? So the choices are older, younger, it doesn't matter.
At this age, it doesn't really matter for me anymore. And obviously, Icon is way younger than me, so it doesn't matter.
That is also my answer. I agree with you on all parts of that answer. It's a tita thing. Therefore, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. And the next question, Pao?
What looks peaceful to you? Wow, so it's going to be quite difficult to describe it, but let me share to you the choices. The first one is like a wave approaching the shore, so the beach. And then we have a mountain and a lake. And then the next one would be the sky and a little bit of sunrise, I think. And then the next one is an overlooking picture of the city with a yellow sunshine. And then the next one is a pinkish sky with the lake and some trees. And then the last picture is a lake with a small waterfall. And it's a bit greenish. So Dane, what's your choice?
I will choose pink skies because Lainey.
Yes. Okay. I'm torn between the sky, the cloud photo, and also the beach photo. Beach because it's the summer. Mm-hmm. And the clouds because I miss flying. I was supposed to fly to Korea on the 20th, but wala na.
Oh, yeah.
Na-cancel na yung flights ko. So anyway, okay lang yun. I'll choose the beach because it's the summer.
Okay, the next question is, which animal can you relate to the most? So there's a picture of a cat, a pug, a sloth, a pig. Is this a hamster?
Yeah, I think it's a hamster.
And it's a hamster and a tiger. So which animal do you relate to the most?
Well, between me and Dane, I'm actually more of a cat person. So I'll choose the feline, the cat. I don't like the tiger kasi hindi naman ako pwedeng mag-alaga ng tiger sa totoong buhay. So sa cat na lang ako. So I choose the cat.
I choose the pug, the dog, because yeah, I am a dog person. And a pug is tiny and kind of weird looking but cute, which I aspire to be.
Okay, I'm clicking the pug for you. Okay, next. How would your friends describe you as a being? Responsible, classy, goofy, cute, sexy, or loyal? Wow, this is actually...
Oh my gosh, I am none of these.
Me too. I will answer for you and you will answer for me. And okay, we do not have okay. to reveal the answer.
Okay, okay. I like this. Okay, so, okay. Let's do that.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Okay.
Let's click together.
Are you ready?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I've decided.
Okay. All right. 1, 2, 3. Click. Okay. So I wouldn't know what Dane chose. And Dane wouldn't know what I clicked. So let's move forward.
Yeah. Next question. Which of these icon songs is your favorite? So we have Love Scenario, Rhythm Da, My Type, Bling Bling, Apology, Killing Me, and WYD.
Wow, Dane. Wala one, dito pal? Yung gusto That's natin.
Oh, nga. Rubber Band.
Rubber Band is not here. Wala rin yung Birthday. Birthday is actually my next favorite song because because Birthday is
Manila.
Manila 11/11. So maybe I'll just choose Killing Me. Killing Me is my favorite among the list. Yeah.
And I will choose My Type because I really have a soft spot for that song.
Okay.
Okay, next question. What is your ideal type? So the first one is bad boy / girl. Funny with a good sense of humor. Intelligent and level-headed. Cool and cold. Sweet and romantic. Charming and flirty. Goal-driven and responsible. So, which one, Pao?
I think one of the most important things that I'm looking for in a guy is that I get to have like intelligent conversations with him. And since ako kasi mabilis uminit yung ulo ko, gusto ko level-headed siya. So, I'll go for intelligent and level-headed.
Oh my gosh, that's my choice too. And by the way, I get a feeling that that's Chanu, to be honest, in this quiz.
Really?
I have a feeling. I have a feeling. We'll see. We'll see.
It's definitely, say, it's definitely not Junae. Not black,
hey, that's not what I said. You said it. I didn't.
Okay. Sige. So let me click your answer. So we both choose intelligent and level-headed.
Let's click.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. Clicking. 2 more questions left. For us. Okay, so the next question is, what do you usually spend your weekends doing? Volunteering, working, studying or reading, watching K-dramas and or movies, listening to K-pop and fangirling, hanging out with friends, hanging out with my pet, dog, cat, or other animals, or working out? Since my outdoor activities, dapat before ECQ.
Pre-ECQ moment. Got it.
Okay. So, okay.
For me, it was really a lot of fangirling. And yes, listening to K-pop. So I think that's my answer.
For me, I do listen to K-pop and do fangirling also on weekends. Kasi minsan yun lang talaga yung oras for that.
Yeah.
At the same time, before ECQ, I usually hang out with friends on weekends. So I should say hanging out with friends.
Okay. I will click that for you.
Okay. We're down to our last question.
So this is kind of it's a weird, funny question. So the question is, what dish do you gravitate more towards? The first one is a picture of a salad, I guess. It's a bunch of vegetables sliced together. The second one is pasta. It looks like a shrimp pasta. Third one is a burger. Fourth one is ramyun. Fifth one is candy, all sorts of like sweet candy. Sixth one is fried chicken. And the last one is fried rice. So, Pao, which one are you craving for right now?
Oh my gosh. I keep on telling Dane and our friends that I've been craving for Korean food. So, I think I'm gonna go for ramyun. I think I'm really craving for ramyun, which I think I will cook later or maybe tomorrow morning for breakfast. How about you, Dane?
For lunch today, we actually had burgers because my mom made our own patties and my brother grilled them. So that's great. But because I already ate it, I'm not gravitating towards that anymore. Honestly, I also want ramyun now that I'm looking at the picture, which I'm surprised by. And I'm worried that we'll have the same answer, but that's my answer. So let's just be honest. So ramyun for me as well.
Okay. So I think once that we click this picture, the answer for each of us will load. So are you ready, Dane?
I am ready.
Okay, let's click. 1, 2, 3. Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Kinakabahan ako, feeling ko parehas kami ni Dean ang sagot.
Feeling ko din. So before I reveal the icon member who is attracted to you hypothetically, I will read his description. So blank is total mush when he's around you. This bad boy thinks the world of your sophisticated and classy aura. You give off a vibe to him that he can't get enough of. Although blank loves to have fun, he loves your seriousness and ability to care for others and be selfless. He respects this and admires you for it, which is why he's so attracted to you. Any guesses, Pao, on who it might be? Or are you literally looking at the same screen, reading the same description right now?
The good news is, magkaiba yung lumabas na result. So I don't know.
Okay,
yeah,
oh.
I don't know who that is. If I'm going to guess, shucks, wag naman si Juni. Si Juni ba yan? So it's either Junae or Bobby. But I would go for Bobby because I'm really hoping that I get Bobby for this quiz also. So Dane, okay. The answer is?
In fairness to you, despite your many biases, it is in fact Bobby. So yay! You got Bobby for both quizzes. How'd you do that? I thought I was the loyal one.
See, I told you, the girl with many biases only has one bias.
See, only the quizzes for one member. Yeah. To be fair,
the quizzes have spoken.
And in fairness, okay, this Soompi quiz, parang it's harder to associate the answers with like specific members. I felt like.
I know.
Yeah. On to my messy self.
Yeah.
Will yeah. I need to reevaluate my life choices now?
Let's see. I will read the description. Blank loves how you don't take yourself too seriously. He is totally drawn to your goofy and unique charm. The two of you would spend so much time laughing, and Blank's positive personality will draw you towards him too. He is most likely drawn to your infectious and warm personality, as he is also a comfortable person to be around. So, Dane, who do you think
it is? Oh my
gosh,
it's totally not June for sure. Honestly, it might be Yoon Young or Dong Hyuk or Chan Woo. It's definitely not, well, it's not Bobby because I already read Bobby's. I don't think it's Hanbin either. This is going to be a big surprise, I think. I'm putting my money on. So he's also goofy and nice. It's really either Yoon Young or Dong Hyuk.
So your final answer is? Okay, Yoon Young. So it is actually Yoon Young. So Dane's life is actually a love triangle. She's in love with Hanbin while Yoon Young is in love with her.
I think I should just remove myself from that equation and then we'll get a Yoonbin.
Oh, that's actually a really nice ending.
Right? Not even close to June at all.
I know, right? June is not attracted to Dean. Yoon Young is attracted to Dean.
Yoon Young, baka naman. Bakit, ano yun? Bakit hindi ka gusto ng gusto mo?
Oo, bakit hindi ka crush ng crush mo?
Pero hindi ko rin crush si June according to this test. So, well.
So see, walang thrill yung akin. Walang thrill yung kwento ng buhay ko. Kasi Bobby and I would just end up together because we're in love with each other. And here you are.
You're super loyal and consistent. I demand a recount.
Well,
it's my own choice. My own choices.
It's all you. So I only record your answers, by the way. So congratulations.
So okay. Yeah. So what did you think of these quizzes, Pao? What did you find out about yourself as an iconic?
I'm a very loyal person.
Wow.
When I tell you that Bobby is my bias, even when I'm swerving lanes every single time. I am actually a pretty loyal iconic. And how about you, Dean? What did you find out about yourself?
I think I need to rethink my life choices. I don't understand. I need to reflect on my choices and understand and find my way back to standing June because I've lost my way, clearly. No, but like, it's super fun. I'm so surprised. I love the results. Such a curveball. So, I mean, the Hanbin one, I kind of expected, but the Yunyong one did not expect at all. So, that's funny. That's fun. I love it.
So, if you guys want to know, like, who's your icon, soulmate, or the member who is most attracted to you, just take the quizzes. I mean, I'm pretty sure that most of our listeners do not have anything to do much since we have been stuck at home and we have been only, like, doing stuff indoors. So this is one way to get rid of the boredom. There are actually other quizzes as well. It's just that we do not have the time to take all of them. But maybe in the future, or maybe with PD Nim later on.
Yeah, we should test PD Nim's loyalty to Hanbin.
We will ask her to take the same quizzes. Yeah. So after this, we will ask her. We do hope that you guys are safe and well. Oh my gosh, Dane, parang ang tagal mo nang nasa probinsya. Congratulations.
Oh, bro, it's been like 2 months and I literally haven't left the house since. Like, literally haven't. Yesterday, I got a package from Lazada and that was the first time that I spoke to a person outside of the people in our house. It was like an alien encounter, you know what I mean? Like, it was so surreal. So, yeah, I don't know what I'm gonna be like once I'm out of this quarantine. So, we'll see.
Well, I'm pretty sure that it's going to be a learning curve for all commuters also once the ECQ is lifted because there would be different rules. And I know what you're saying about not being able to talk to anyone outside of the people in your house. I think the last time that I was outside was when my friend asked me to go with her to the grocery. So I had to ask my dad if I can get the ID and go to the grocery. Just, and I literally didn't buy anything. Like, ang binili ko lang ata, dalawang bag ng Cheetos. Tsaka tinapay.
Oh man, I miss Cheetos. Walang Cheetos sa probinsya.
I think you're writing your book, right?
Yeah, and actually, so I haven't told you this, Pao, yet, but the editor for my first book has just gotten back to me with the edits on my manuscript. So I just have to look through that and the book is done. And the book cover is also done already. So I'm on my way to actually self-publishing my first novel. So yeah, I'll be talking about it in my newsletter. So hopefully you guys can subscribe. I have written a short story. I think it's like 5 chapters and it features an icon member, but I won't say who yet. And I don't know when this podcast is coming out actually. So the story might have already come out when this podcast is published. So we'll see. But I hope you guys like it either way.
Some updates also about my writing gigs. So I've been busy with work and school, but I was able to squeeze in some writing time. I've actually published, not chapters, should I say chapters, or a couple of tweet chapters in Twitter. Not in my iconic account just yet. I've created another account because I will not only be posting icon fiction or icon pic fics, but I will be linking that later on in my stan Twitter for icon. Since the first story is all about Dongyok and a girl and an OC. So please watch out for that. Hindi muna ngayon kasi ang dami ko talaga ginagawa. Medyo nababaliw na ako sa dami ng ginagawa ko. But yeah. And I've been binging a lot of Arashi concerts kasi they're coming out free. I've been getting a lot of contents from Arashi. So thank you so much, Johnny and Associates, for being so generous. Because we have been like thirsty fangirls for Arashi. So there. But my first kind of Twitter fic is actually an icon Twitter fic. So I'll be linking the tweets later on in icon pic fics account. So, okay. We hope that we can do more of these. And hopefully by the next time that we record, we will be face to face. Oh, nami-miss ko na sila. Nami-miss ko si PD din tsaka si Dim. Parang forever ko na silang hindi nakita. Last Feb pa kami huling nagkita-kita.
Oh my gosh, that's right.
Yeah. And we recorded also the last time that we met. So,
nga pala. Our staycation.
Yes, our staycation. That was the first and last, diba, for 2020.
For the year.
That we saw each other, yeah. Mm-hmm. And hopefully by the next time that we see each other, we will be recording an episode together in one place. Yeah. Not online. So, yeah. So, correct. That's it for this episode. Dane, do you want to say anything else?
I hope you enjoy this episode. If you have any ideas on what other topics we can talk about or activities or games we can do in future episodes, please let us know. And if you'd like to participate in any way, you can send a recording as well of your message to other Iconics or to us or to Icon, and you can put it in future episodes as well.
Okay, so that's it for now. We'll see you in our next episode.
Bye!